the avmeloche of toichen, an example of the avmeloche of toichen is grinding wheat kernels into flour. Or for example, if you grind pepper in a mortar, in a kettle, then those are examples of an avmeloche of toichen, of grinding. The Gemara describes, the Gemara talks about the toilda of toichen. Toilda, you're also chayav midaraisa. And the Gemara describes it, and here we have in a small piece of paper here, Gemara in Shabbos, that Ayin Dalad on the base. High man de porim silka, chayav mishim toichen. Person who slices, cuts, beats into small little pieces, chayav mishim toichen. As they state in Gemara. Carries in the Gemara, high man the solid silka, chayav mishim toichen. A person who chops wood into little chippings, into wood chippings, is also chayav mishim toichen. These are examples of tolda de toichen. Now, the way I explain the Gemara, high man de porim silka, a person who cuts beets into small pieces, chayav mishim toichen, that's how some of the Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim are choyim. Tosfos in Shabbos tells us, dafka silka, only beets. Obashaloichlin, in other foods, there's no toichen. There's no toichen in other foods. Of course, if a person grinds peppers into small little pieces, he's chay mishum toichen, because one cannot eat pepper any other way. That's how one eats it. Or a person grinds wheat kernels into flour, that is chay mishum toichen. But what about something which is already an oichel? Something which is already classified as a food, and he cuts it into small little pieces. Is that toichen or is it not toichen? Says Tosfos, high man de porim silka, chay mishum toichen, a person who cuts beets into small little pieces, dafka silka, and no other food. There's no toichen b'shar oichen. There is a Tosfos that tells us that just like by silka the toichen, by shar oichen is also toichen. The person cuts food into small little pieces, is chay mishum toichen. And so learn the Rashbam, the Rashba, and other Rishonim, that by shar oichen is also an issur of toichen. The Rosh and Rabbi Nechanan will say, ein tchina ba'oichen, there is no toichen by food. Only if you make something into a food, you make wheat kernels into flour, or you make pepper into ground pepper, then that's toichen. But if something is already a food, ain't tchina ba'oichen. If so, how do they explain the Gemara here? Chay man de porim silka, chay mishum toichen. A person who cuts beets into small little pieces is chay mishum toichen. Says that in Chanan and Rosh, it's not talking about beets, not talking about what we call silka. Chay man de porim silka means that he takes the bark of a palm tree and he breaks it up. And because the bark of a palm tree has small little dust inside it, that is also considered toichen. And he says it fits very nicely with the Hemshech HaGemara. Chay man de solid silka, a person who chops wood into small little chippings, is chay mishum toichen. The Gemara is talking all about the same idea. It's not talking in the chlal about food. And ain't chine boichlin. The Rambam learned, yesh chine boichlin, but only if you do it in order to cook it. Because as part of the preparation process of the food, you cut it into little pieces and then you cook it. If you do it al menos to cook it, then you're chay mishum toichen. But if you're slicing up the food just to eat it raw, then avada, there's no toichen, says the Rambam. The Truma Tadeshin says slightly different. The reason why the Gemara uses the dugma of silka is because only by gidulei karka is there toichen. For example, silka, which is a vegetable, or for example wood chippings come from the ground. So anything which is gidulei karka is toichen. But for example, meat, which is not gedulei karka, there wouldn't be a problem of toichen, says the Truma Tadeshin. Lehalocha, the Mechaber paskens, based on this Gemara of high man, the porim silka, high mishum toichen, says the Mechaber, we can see it on the paper, to Mishin Chof Aleph. See if you face, hachoyte chayerek dak dak, chayev mishum toichen. Somebody who slices, cuts a vegetable into thin little pieces, chayev mishum toichen. Just like if a person grinds wheat kernels into flour, or a person grinds pepper into ground pepper, he's chay mishum toichen. Who has been a person takes a knife and cuts the vegetables into small little pieces, he's chayav mishum toichen. That's the mechaber to paskens lechumra, based on those Rishonim who learned that in the Gemara of high man the porim silka, that yesh tchino ba'oichen, there is toichen in oichel. Now, what happens if a person wants to slice vegetables on Shabbos? So he's got to look for a heter. And Habit says, "Achoyte chayeret dak dak chayiv mishum toichen." So how does a person cut vegetables into small little pieces?
Is halacha only vegetables?
Sorry.
Is halacha vegetable
as opposed to meat or an egg? Oh, no, it depends. If it's cooked meat, then it's mutter, and because there are some, there are some Rishonim who learn that seeing as an animal is fed from the ground, then it's also called gedurei karka. But there's a machab and a ramos specifically talks about meat and eggs. So la'alocha, I'm not going to go into it yet because that's not our topic at the moment, but la'alocha, that has to be looked up, exactly what's la'alocha by meat, what happens if you're cutting meat for an animal or meat for a person, different halacha.
Onions for Shabbos.
Sorry?
Onions for Shabbos.
And it's a yerek. Now, what happens if I want to cut vegetables on Shabbos? There's two heteros. One heter is the heter of Shinui Gomur. If you cut somehow with a Shinui Gomur, for example, instead of using the knife, you use the handle of the knife. Right? It's not easy to cut with the handle of the knife. But that's the dogma of Shinui Gomur. If a person cuts with a Shinui Gomur, then it's mutter. That's one heter. There's another heter, and this is the heter of the Rashba. And this heter is used lehalacha. The Rashba comes along, and he says, just like by Boirer, we find that the heter of Miyad, who has been by Toichen, there's a heter of Miyad. That is, if I want to be Toichen in order to eat it now, not for later, then that is mutter. Why? Because it's part of the eating process. A person cuts it and then he eats it. So if a person is toichen al menot lo ochlo miyad, says the Rashba, it's muta. That's the heter of Rashba, the heter of the Rashba of lo ochlo miyad. Those are the two attains. Shini Gomur, or the heter of the Rashba, who says that toichen lecho la alta is muta. The trouble starts with the Tosefta. There's a Tosefta, and we see it here on our paper. The Tosefta says, Ein meraskin dveilo, the groigroit, the charuvim, lifnei askein v'shabbos. You can't mash up figs, dates, carobs, lifnei askein for old people. Old people can't eat whole foods. They need to be mashed up or sliced up for them. So you can't do it the Shabbos. And he's chayim mishum toichen. Just like we saw, chayim ad porim sumke chayim mishum toichen. A person cut the yerek. Who has in a person cut figs, dates, carobs, lifnei askein v'shabbos is chayim. Avol says that it's after merasek hu biyad shel tachin. You can mash it with the handle of the knife because that is a shinigomu, and a shinigomu is muta. As they state in Tosefta, and based on this Tosefta, the Ramah follows on from the Mechaber. We see it on the paper. Hagor v'wadin says the Ramah da osu lachtoich groigrois v'charuv menit naskeinim. Where does the Ramah get this from? From the Tosefta that we just read out. V'dafke peiros v'chadoyme. Only fruit, aval mutar l'sorich lechem, you're allowed to take bread and to crumble it up because ain't toichen achat toichen. Says the Mogen Avraham, he's got a deal in the Tosefta. The Tosefta says you cannot mash up figs, dates, carobs, lifnei askeinim b'shabbos. But what happens if it's not a zokin? Why can't you do it lifnei askeinim? Because askeinim find it difficult to eat a fruit, to eat the fig or the date whole. So therefore, you mash it up for them, and they find it easy to eat, like a baby, also like tinokas. Says the Mogen Avraham, "Avolifnei mishi yochoy leloy asoy." Somebody you can chew. Therefore, there wouldn't be an issur toichen. Only a person who can't eat it, and you're cutting it up for him, so you're making it into an oichel for him. Kol mash veloy oichel. But if he can chew it, lifnei mishi yochoy leloy asoy, then it wouldn't be a problem. That's how the Mogen Avraham is medayek in the Loshon of the Ramah, and the Ramah is based on this Tosefta. And here, the Kana ben Shoyl, here's the panel, because there's a mefurish stira between the Mechaber and the Ramah, i.e., between the Gemara and the Tosefta. The Mechaber, the Gemara tells us, the person slices a vegetable into small little pieces, he's chayim mishum toichen. Yet the Tosefta tells us, if a person cuts up a fig, a date, a carob, he's chayim mishum toichen only if he's askeinim, only if he does it for an old man who can't eat otherwise. But if he can eat, says the Mogen Avraham, aval lifnei mishi yochoy leloy asoy, it's fine. But the Mechaber just told us, samachatech hasayerek chayim mishum toichen, you cannot cut vegetables on Shabbos into small little pieces, toichen. So you have a mefurish stira between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says a person cuts vegetables into small little pieces, he's chayim mishum toichen. Says the Ramah, Wadin, don't forget to go to the Khalum if not Skainim. And if it wasn't Skainim, it would be Mutta. But the Mechaber just told you it's Asa. The steer between the Mechaber and the Ramon. A steer between the Gemara and the Tisekta. That is the Kasha that the Chazanish asks on the Mogen Avraham. How can you be Medayik Lifnei Hatzkein? It's Be'emet. The Biur HaLocha tells us on the Mogen Avraham, Ein Devarav Mukhrochim. You're Medayik Lifnei Hatzkeinim. You can only offer to mash up a carob or a date Lifnei Hatzkeinim, but in front of a younger person, it's Muta. Says the Biur HaLocha, Ein Devarav Mukhrochim. It's not Mukhrach. Why does the Ramon, the Tisekta, use the Lashon Lifnei Hatzkeinim? Because that's the normal thing. Why would a person mash up a carob? Because for an old person. But for an old person, it's Ladatka. Lifnei Hatzkeinim is Urche de Miltonokas. It's the normal thing to do it Lifnei Hatzkeinim. But who adin it also to do it to a person who's younger also, to a person who can eat. And the kash is not just on the Magen Avraham, the kash is on the Biur HaLocha. The Biur HaLocha says the Magen Avraham ain't Baruch Mukhrochim, it's not Mukhrach. What do you mean? It's mukhrach. Avada is mukhrach. The mechaber says mefurish. Achoy teches tayerek dakta chaimishim toicher. A person slices a vegetable, it's chayev. The Gemara, high man de porim silke chaimishim toicher. It doesn't say dakta lifnei hatzkeinim. We don't see any differentiation between any type of person. Toicher is toicher. That's the kasha that the Chazanish asked on the Mogen Avraham, and even the Biur HaLocha who says on the Mogen Avraham ain't dvarav mukhrachim. He should have asked it much stronger. You should have asked it. Can it be? Can doch nicht sein that Lifnei Hatzkeinim is a diuk? That dafke Lifnei Hatzkeinim. That's the kash. Comes along the Chazanish, and in order to answer the Mogen Avraham, he builds up the halacha. He suggests as follows. He suggests the Tisekta is not talking in a normal case. The Tisekta says, "Ein merafkin dveiv v'grogis v'charuvim Lifnei Hatzkeinim." What does it mean, Lifnei Hatzkeinim? Why does it have to say Lifnei Hatzkeinim? Because the Hatzkeinim are sitting there. They're waiting to eat their food. Ah, if they're waiting to eat their food, then we're talking that he's doing it in order for them to eat it straight away. Otherwise, what do they do? Why are they waiting there? Why? They're sitting in the kitchen. And a man, Lifnei Hatzkeinim shakiz, they're about to eat it, and you're preparing it for them in order to eat it. That's why it says Lifnei Hatzkeinim. They're there sitting in front of you. Therefore, the Tisset is talking miyaz. The Tisekta was talking in that case, which the Rashba is Matir Toichen. The Rashba says Toichen is Mutter. You're allowed to cut vegetables in small little pieces if you're about to eat it, if you're going to eat it straight away. Because that is Derech Achilo, that's the normal way of eating. Says the Chazanish, the Tisekta is talking Miyaz. If he's talking Miyaz, so why should it be Osu? It should be Mutter. Says the Chazanish, like this. He says, you're right. If I'm slicing it up for a younger person who can eat it, then it's mutamiyad. But if I'm slicing it for an old man who can't eat it without it being sliced up, then even miyad is also. And that is what the Tisekta wants to tell us. That even though there's a heta of miyad, there's a heta of toichen when you eat it straight away, but if it's lifnei askenim, if you're doing it for skenim, for old people, even if it's miyad, it's also. Why? Because komash velei oichal, this is not a derech achila. You're not cutting your food up in the normal way of eating. You're making a food. You're taking something which is inedible for an old man, and you're making it edible for him. And if you're making it edible for him, in komash velei oichal, then the whole hezber of the Rashba doesn't apply. That's one thing the Chazanish says. The other thing the Chazanish says, if you look at the Loshon of the Tisekta says, ein merafkin dveilu v'goybris. You cannot mash. He says mashing is also osur miyad. Why is mashing osur miyad? Because mashing is not something that is derech achila. Derech achila means you take a food, and the normal way of eating it is to slice it. So therefore you slice it and you eat it straight away, and it's mutter miyad, says the Rashba. But if you mash something, that means you're changing the whole surah of the food. You're changing into something different, into something new. So here you're creating something new. That's already not a mutter of derech achila. That can already go into the realm of komash v'leyachil. You're making something new, and therefore the heter of derech achila would not apply. So mimeila kumtois, that he has now, the Chazanish has mitzad echod answered the problem of the Tisekta. How can you say dafke lifnei hatzkeinim? But if it's not a zoken, it would be muta to, it would be also to be toichen. If we dafkin is not kidding, but if it would be, if it wouldn't be a zokin, it would be mutter. Why would it be mutter? Teretz is because it's miyam. We're talking straight away. We're talking that he's doing it lech al alter. Therefore, it's mutter. But it comes out within chazanish two chumras that if a person mashes food, then you can't use the head of the Rashba of miyam. Who has in if a person slices food for a person who cannot eat it otherwise, then he can't use the head of miyam. Very practical lemaisa. For example, a person has a banana and he wants to mash it up on Shabbos for a little baby to eat. The little baby can't eat a whole banana, you mash it up for him. So therefore you want to do it, you want to mash it up for him, and he wants to eat it straight away. Says the Chazanish that you won't be able to mash up a banana for a baby on Shabbos, even if you want him to eat it straight away. You would have that to the Rashba, he fully offers Osa. And he's Osa on two accounts. First of all, because he cannot eat it otherwise, so therefore you're creating the food for him, and therefore you can't say this is derech achila, this is komash v'leyoicha. And mitzad sheni, it would also be also because you're not slicing it, you're mashing it, you're making it into a new form. Sorry?
So that baby is derech achila.
For that baby is derech achila?
Yes.
To have it, derech achila, pshat is that when you take. So your baby is saying that is derech achila. For a baby,
I don't even know, on a Wednesday might be eating, and then their normal way of eating, not being an old person, but an old person, might be to mash up
the food. He said two things. He said by making a tzura chadosha, by taking something which was different and making it into a tzura chadosha, making it different. Therefore, that is you can't use the head of derech achila, because derech achila b'shad you've got a food and it exists as it is, and now you're going to eat that food. But if you're making something into a new food, that's not called derech achila. Even though you may do it normally, but that's not derech achila. That's not a way of eating the food. You are making something new, and then you're going to eat it.
Mashed potatoes aren't derech achila.
If other people eat mashed potatoes, the derech achila pshat is that I am not doing a melacha of toicha. I am now eating. I'm in the process of eating. When you mash potatoes, that's not the process. That's not part and parcel of the process of eating. You are first creating the food, and then afterwards you eat it. Because you've taken a whole potato, and by mashing it, you've changed it into something totally different. Says the Chazanish, that's not derech achila. Derech achila is that I've got this food, and I want to eat this food. The way I eat it is by cutting it. So already, when I'm cutting it, it's already part and parcel of the process of eating. Mashenka, when you mash a potato, the mashing is part of the preparation of the food. It's part of the preparation of the food, and that's toicha. It's not derech achila. So first you prepare the food and then you eat it. You take a whole potato, you mash it into something totally different, and then you eat it. It's not part and parcel of the process of eating. You're not cutting and eating, which is so if you're cutting and eating a food which exists in its form, which you're going to eat it and you cut it, that's derech achila of the Chazanish.
It's an improvement. If you decide to mash it,
right,
I mean, it's an improvement if you're making it even better.
He says it's a Tzura Chadosha. He says it's a Tzura Chadosha. Pshat is, you're right, it's an improvement. I've added it's an improvement. But it's more than an improvement. It's a total change from its previous format. It's one, it was a potato, and now it's mashed. It's a totally different.
It's not a potato.
Sorry?
It's not a potato.
It's not potato. It's a mashed potato. It's Nesina Tziyu. The Loshna uses it's Nesina Tzura Chadosha. You're making a different Tzura. But this is all a Tzura Chazanish. If you're going to learn, like the Mishneh Brura, who understood that the Tosefta and the Ramah that are talking Afilu La'achaz Man, he didn't say he was talking Miyad, and that's why he says Lifnei Askenim is Lav Dafka, that you don't have these two Chumras, these two Isurim of the Chazanish. And according to Mishneh Brura, it would come out that Lav Dafka Lifnei Askenim, you cannot slice up not vegetables and not fruit in front of anybody, because Lifnei Askenim is Lav Dafka. According to Mogen Avraham, there'd be an askamina. If you slice up a fig and a date, whether you do it for skeinim, or whether you do it for a person who can eat it. And that's what Chazon Yosha asked, why is there a chilek? And based on that, he said his pshat, that the Tosefta is talking miyad, and after the miyad, there's certain isurim, for example, mashing, or isurim of for babies or for old people. Adka. The Rebbeim Shmulevitz asks on this week's parsha, Noach. Pasuk says, "V'hoyo be'anani onon al ha'oretz." Says Rashi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu entertains the thought of bringing darkness and destruction on the world, then the nirato hakeshet, the onon, then the rainbow will be seen, rainbow will appear. The Zohar is brisi, says Rabboni Shalom, then I will remember the covenant that I made with Klal Yisrael. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of destroying the world, then how does he remember, oi, I mustn't destroy it? Ah, he sees the rainbow, and suddenly he'll remember, oi vei. Of course, I made a covenant a long time ago, I see the rainbow, now I suddenly remember, and I'm not going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Second Chacham Shmuel Evitz, does the Rabboni Shalom need a reminder? Does he need some sort of remez, some sort of symbol that he should remember that he shouldn't destroy Klal Yisrael? A dust of Tuch Shtov, he doesn't need it. What does he need it for? The Nirasu Akeshes, the Zochalti as Brisi. What's that for Rob Ma'onon? He needs it. Maybe Klal Yisrael needs a rainbow. What does the Rabboni Shalom need a rainbow for? As I expect, there's Chaim Shmuel. There's a famous pshat of the Ramban, well known pshat of the Ramban. I've never found this Ramban, I don't know where it is, but I heard it many years ago. The Pasuk tells us in Shir HaShirim, Im To'iru, Im To'oiru et Ho'ah HaVo'ad She'techot, says the Ramban pshat, if a person has a hisoiru, if a person has a moment of inspiration, then Im To'iru, Im To'iru et Ho'ah HaVo'ad She'techot, he should put it into a chayfet. What should he do? He should be mekabbling himself a kabbalah, he should somehow put it into a chayfet. He should immortalize that fleeting moment of inspiration in order that he should have it forever. Im to'iru, im to'iru et ha'avo ad she'techot. My Rebbe, Rebbe Zvira Rosenbaum, created yeshiva, once said to B'Shem Reb Shlomo Boingarten, and anyone who remembers him, I didn't know him, he said the Shteisen Posuk Ze Kei Van Vei, says Unkle, says the Talgum, what's Taich, what pshat zeh keidi v'anreyu, the evnei le'makedisho. Klal Yisrael, it says keidi v'anreyu, the evnei le'makedisho, we will build for him a Beit HaMikdash. What pshat, what via zoi dof taich in the pasuk, how does one translate zeh keidi v'anreyu v'evnei le'makedisho? Instead of showing a bone garden, that pshat, im to'iru, im to'oiru, im to'aru, im to'aru, if a person has an historius, if he has a moment of inspiration, then he should immortalize that fleeting moment, because if he doesn't immortalize it, it will dissipate, it will disappear, it will be gone forever. So when Klal Yisrael saw Zeh Keli Vanvei Roach Oshiv Chal Hayom, therefore they decided they must immortalize that moment of inspiration, that it should last forever. They were mekabel on themselves, at Shetechot, they put into a chayfet, they were mekabel on themselves a Kabbalah, the Evnei Le'Magdashol, we will build for him a Beit HaMikdash. Oz nivhalu alufei edoim, eilei moyav yirchazei moyroaz, namoygu kol yoish v'kenoa. The gangster's belt of gitzitit. The whole world shook. Yet what did they do about it? They all had a moment of inspiration. The whole world had that moment of inspiration. They shook. Oz nivhalu alufei edoim. What did they do about it? Nothing. The only one who did something about it was Vayishma Yisra. Yisra heard. He had that moment of inspiration, Nase Besoroi, Chidudin, Chidudin. And he went about, and he took that moment, he chapped it, and he took it, and he went and he immortalized it for everlasting generations. The Gemara tells us, Rabois Bonois Osuchoyim, Ze Yoisef. Zeat, Olis, Alkunono, Ze Pauti Ben Loish. Why was he called Pauti Ben Loish, says the Gemara? Shepoltoi keil mino aveiro, says the Gemara. After the Gemara, ma oto, what did he do that he was zoicha that the Rebbeinu Shlom should be maflit him from an aveira? Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything with a person unless he makes his own status, unless he does something about it. Noat cheres beinoi lebeino. He stuck a dagger between him and her. Omar, he said, kol oisik v'dor ozeh yidoker b'cheres. What happened? Palti ben Loish was forced to marry the daughter of Shaul. Shaul forced him to marry his daughter. The Emes, he was actually married to David, she was married to David HaMelech. There was Machloikas, Shaul and David, whether she was married or she wasn't married to David. And therefore, Avada Palti ben Loish sided with David HaMelech. So therefore, he couldn't really marry the daughter of Shaul because she was already married to David. But he had no choice because Shaul HaMelech forced it upon him. So he had a problem. He was married to Shaul's daughter, yet he couldn't be married to her. So what did he do? Noah tcheres beinu lebeinu, he put a sword in between him and her. Of course, There's no doubt about it. He could have simply plucked out that sword and wasn't exactly going to stop anything. And Amai, what Pshat says of Chaim Shmuel Evitz, Pshat is that he had a moment of inspiration. He had his soul. He realized that he has to do something, something in order to remind himself constantly, to remind himself constantly of the Issah. Noah Chera Bein Lembeinah, he made a keshet, he made a rainbow. His rainbow was a cheret. And he says, Kol Oisig Bedov was there, Yidoka Becher. He immortalized that fleeting moment of inspiration in order that it should be everlasting. Hu Adin, Hu Adin the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom Avada doesn't need the keshet. He doesn't need the rainbow. Avada not. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is teaching us a lesson. Teaching us a lesson that when we have a moment of inspiration, in order that it shouldn't dissipate, it shouldn't disappear, in to'iru, in to'iru, sa'avo, atchetech, but we should somehow immortalize it in order that it should be everlasting. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, v'hoyo ba'anin yonon, when I entertain the thought of destroying the world, then the niras v'akeshet, I will have a reminder, I'd rather he doesn't need it. But this will teach us that we should make ourselves chafetzim in order to immortalize those fleeting moments.
Keshet was there beforehand, though.
Sorry?
Because Prophet didn't do anything, the keshet was there beforehand.
It was just the nirata, we should be seeing it.
What did he do? What did he do? Yeah. Before the flood, it was also there, it didn't stop him from making the flood, and he hadn't done anything new.
So what did the nirata, what he did was he made it be seen, Exodus, every time he made it be seen.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that it was the nirata, the fact that every time he's k'shtarav machshovet, it's the nirata, that in itself is a message to Klal Yisrael, a message to Klal Yisrael. We all know, finish off with the famous story of Chananya ben Chachinoi, who went to yeshiva towards the end of the Sheva Brachos of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told him, what are you rushing off to yeshiva for? Why don't you wait another couple of days? And it was a long way to get to yeshiva. If you wait another couple of days, then we'll be able to go together. We'll be able to walk together to yeshiva. Walk together to yeshiva, we'll be able to talk and learn it. And he said, no, I'm going. And off he went, and we know the story that he went for many years, he came back, Yishtana Shuli Demasa, the town had changed, the roads had changed, he didn't have to get home. So he went to the river and he stood there and he heard somebody calling Bas Chachinoi, and he realized, this must be my daughter. And somebody was saying, Bas Chachinoi, let's go home. So he followed her home, and that's how he knew how to get to his house. And when he got to his house, his wife saw him and she had chalishus, she got a shock and she died. And Chananim Chachinoi said, Rabbeinu Shalom, is this the schar of the Torah? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mechayim Mason. The one thing we see from this story of Chananim ben Chachinoi and Rav Shimon Yochai was that he had a moment of inspiration, as he told us, he's going to go to yeshiva. He could have waited another 2 days, says Rav Shimon Yochai. Why don't you wait for me? Let me finish my shiva, because we'll walk together. No, he knew that if he let it wait, if he let that Yisoyus cool off, it will dissipate. But that's the message of the keshet. It's Hashem, with all our moments of inspiration, that we will put into chafetzim, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should bring about the Geula Shleima, the Meir of Yemeinu.